Dozens killed as Israeli special forces raid Lebanese village in search of 40-year-old remains. U.S. Embassy in Oslo hit by explosion, Norway police say. Boy 12 among 6 dead as tornadoes hit Michigan and Oklahoma. Iranian ambassador warns UK to be very careful about further involvement in war. We've been speaking to Iranians during 1 week of war. Here's what they said. Rapper politician Balendra Shah unseats Nepal's ex-PM as he heads for victory. Heavy rains and flooding kill at least 23 in Nairobi. Swiss to vote on right-wing push to slash license fee for public broadcaster. Russian strike on Kharkiv apartment block kills 10. Armed robots take to the battlefield in Ukraine war. China spent years building ties in Latin America. Can Trump make room for the U.S.? Indonesia to ban social media and other online platforms for under 16s. U.S. and Venezuela agree to resume diplomatic ties after Maduro capture. The heartwarming tale of a father, a daughter, and a wedding band wowing India. Spectacular images reveal unique sea creatures and corals off Caribbean islands. Weight loss treatments boom as Kenyan attitudes to beauty change. Dancers loved practicing in this Singapore walkway. Then the complaints came. The final voyage of the Iranian warship sunk by the U.S. AI-generated Iran war videos surge as creators use new tech to cash in. Trump sets his sights on crisis-hit Cuba after Iran action. Beirut evacuees sleeping in tents and cars. After Iran, will Trump turn his eyes to Cuba? Watch how war in Iran may affect food and fuel prices. Watch Obama, Biden, and Clinton remember tenacious. Jesse Jackson. Inside Venezuela's political transition, 2 months after Maduro's ousting, majority consensus reached on Iran's next supreme leader, Mayor News reports. Trump tells Britain he does not need its help to win Iran war. History shows that oil price shocks tend to reward these currencies. Katyusha rockets target U.S. embassy in Baghdad, security sources say. Israel warns Lebanon of disastrous repercussions as week's death toll nears 300. RBC stays bullish on copper as prices defy rising inventories. Iran war threatens prolonged hit to global energy markets. UAE president says country is well and is no easy prey in first public comments since Iran strikes. Trump says Iran will be hit very hard on Saturday. Goldman warns oil prices could break 2008. 2022 highs on Hormuz disruption. Trump cannot end protections for 350,000 Haitians, U.S. appeals court rules. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. OpenAI robotics head resigns after deal with Pentagon. U.S. Japan eye $13 billion. Japan display plant as part of investment package. Nikkei Asia reports China warns of global chip shortages as Nexperia dispute escalates again. MSC shipping to impose emergency fuel surcharge on Mediterranean routes. India's government says no plans to retail petrol prices. Trump on Saturday posts, today Iran will be hit very hard. U.S. drafts AI rules requiring civilian models for any lawful use. Novo Nordisk and Hims & Hers agree to partner on obesity drugs. Roche chairman still expects diagnostics hit from U.S. tariffs. U.S. consumer credit growth slows, misses forecasts. After official hails mining potential, U.S. allows some transactions of Venezuelan gold. U.S. business inventories nudge up in December. Canada's IV PMI rises to 5-month high in February. Business inventories rise in line with forecasts, signaling stable demand. Venezuelan inflation at 14.6% in February, central bank says. U.S. non-farm payroll employment unexpectedly falls in February. Retail sales decline less than expected, easing economic concerns. U.S. non-farm payrolls plunge, defying expectations. Stifel Middle East volatile phase to drive bid for value over growth. Classified report, large-scale U.S. assault unlikely to topple Tehran. Beijing urges end to Iran war as China-U.S. trade talks move to Paris.